Please thee, swiftly shall she dance at thy heels. And if she does not take thy gifts, swiftly shall she give. And if she loves thee not, swiftly shall she glide in the beams of desire, even be she unwilling at first. You said to me, Aphrodite, oh, come to me once, at once, O Aphrodite, and free me from this harsh love pain. And that which my soul craves to be done, do it, oh, do it. You yourself, in living person, be thou my ally. I'll do it in the Greek now, and also I'm going to do it sandwiched in with a couple of short poems by William Blake, one the Lily from Songs of Experience, and the other the question answered from Poems and Fragments. The modest rose puts forth a thorn, the humble sheep a threatening horn, while the lily white shall in love delight, nor a thorn nor a threat stain her beauty bright.
We wear Birkenstocks, lesbians. We drive pickup trucks, lesbians. We've all got an aunt who's a lesbian. Oh yes, lesbians. Brings back a flood of memories, doesn't it?
Oh yeah.
We don't eat red meat except some of the time. Lesbians. We like pocket knives.
Lesbians.
We don't tip real well. Ooh.
Lesbians. Oh, yes. Lesbians.
Okay, now here's a special verse for all the non-lesbians out there.
That's me.
That's right. Even you men. Here we go. We wish we could be lesbians.
We wish we could be lesbians.
We join a softball team.
We join a softball team. Lesbians.
But we're not tough enough.
But we're not tough enough to be lesbians.
Bench warmer.
Bench warmer. Lesbians.
That's right. Let's modulate. We throw solstice parties, everybody.
We throw solstice parties, lesbians.
We use power tools.
We use power tools, lesbians.
We own dogs that are part wolf.
We own dogs that are part wolf, lesbians. Oh, yes, lesbians.
Please don't add to his trouble. Please remove it.
Please don't worry about it. Please don't make fun of him at this time.
Please don't be concerned.
Please treat them kindly but firmly. Please remember that you never...
I'm black again. Now, the reason why I decided to do this show again is really not because the show sucked, even though it absolutely did. Normally I would still do it anyway, or at least edit it down, or just not post it at all and just be done with it. However, the thing is... Oh, fuck, I forgot to write Aunt Vera an email. Let me write her an email real quick. This will just take a sex cunt, and I'm going to play... What was I going to play? Oh, this is from... I'll finish the sentence. The reason I decided to do the program again is because I realized I didn't check my email. And there's some good stuff in the email. And I was just thinking the reason... I was just about to type, the reason my show sucked today is because Beryl Maudling wasn't in it. And then I found this in the mail from my higher power, Beryl Maudling. It's a good thing I'm replacing that train wreck with another train wreck. It certainly took like Barbara Walters. So anyway, so the reason I wanted to do the show again is because I not only did the show suck, which is really truly part of it, but it's also that I realized there was some email from Max, and I was kicking myself during the show. First of all, because I got up so late, I didn't get a chance to do Google Reader. Then I find out about this earthquake in London. I really don't feel comfortable on a Wednesday doing a pogrom. Am I recording? Hang on, I want to make sure I'm recording. Broadcasting. Can people see me? Oh yeah, they see. Who cares? Apple will just buy me another one anyway. It was a remix that Beryl Maudling did of one of my favorite Joanna Newsom songs, Kike Flying. So it occurred to me, you know, and then I see emails from Max. And one thing is, I cannot at all tolerate missing an email from Max Kaiser of Carmen Bank Radio and Al Jazeera English, because that's when I really get news that's important to discuss. So I saw this afterwards. And of course, if I wait till tomorrow, then it's probably not news anymore. And this is the financial, the stuff that's going on today, which is more important than anything because it's so fun. So let's get to it. And I'm not going to turn on the Skype. And I will still read the chat room, though. And good. And we have 18 audience. That's certainly more than I would expect for an unscheduled show, Grim. And I'm very happy. And I also... When is Wanda Wisdom's anniversary show? She's doing a special 3-year anniversary show. Let's look. WandaWisdom.com. See, and this show may be a train wreck or it may be boring, but it's going to be under my terms. And I just lost control of the last show. And I just, it just wasn't what I wanted it to be. You know, I will post it on Yeast 2 and people would like it and say, oh, that was a train wreck. It was funny. But it won't be really what I wanted. It won't be good to me. It has to be, you know, for me, it has to be something that I like or that I don't like, but not some just nebulous, blech, bland, you know, crap that, you know, you can take it or leave it, that kind of shit. All right. I love this little chorus I have, this Madge's, that's fantastic. Madge's trying to take control like Janet Jackson. I've never had a real chorus like that. This is wonderful. Okay. Let's see. So, Madge is trying to take control. Now I gave her too much attention, so she's going to be stifled, I bet. Okay, anyway, Wanda Wisdom, be true to yourselves. Oh, she's prepping for her third anniversary. So it'll be later in the week, so keep an eye on WandaWisdom.com. You know, I was looking... I think I've done more podcasts than anybody in podcasting, and I'm not sure. But since the podcasting was called podcasting, became official, this is show number. This one is show number 768 because the train wreck was 767. Plane crash, more like it. And I was looking. Adam Curry always had more shows than me, but I looked, and he had like 736 or something. So can you hear my Trotsky heard his name being mentioned. All right, anyway, thought that was cool. Okay, so Beryl Maudling, we played her. Madge, would you mind, this is from Nate, would you mind forwarding that lesbian song that you played at the top of the show today? I'm hosting a queer seminar today at Iowa State University. Would like to use it, please. My God, these fucking people. Okay, I'm back on. Now, Beryl Maudling, camp song. Let's see. Camp song, where is it? I'm using my spotlight. Was that from Beryl Maudling too? It was from Beryl Maudling. This is all coming together in a very strange kind of LSD kind of way. Anyway, I'm just going to forward you this to Nate. Nathan.note@gmail.com. Is that the right address? I'll use the other one. Nate Bell at Iowa State. I don't give a shit. If I'm giving a shit away, who cares? Like, everybody's going to fucking run out the door. Madge is cursing responsibly. Madge is drifting aimlessly through the interclouds. Madge is beautifully, complexly defined. Karma Bank Radio 884. Yeah, but Chris. Karma Bank Radio was part of my disclaimer because that's part of the podcast before it was podcasting. The word became podcasting. They've been doing live shows since way before podcasting and when they were live radio streaming, but those weren't podcasts. They weren't podcasts until they became downloadable MP3 via RSS. That's a podcast. And I could also add numbers to my shows by that same logic because I started doing Yeast Radio in 1997 and I still have those tapes. I play them from time to time. I'm not counting those. So I'm only counting podcasts. Don't fuck with me, Chris, you fucking bitch. God, she is just Cassandra. I think that's what you call that thing, Cassandra. When they're just a cunt all the time. Did I send that to Nate? Why doesn't it look like it done be coming out? Okay, let's see. Oh, here. I didn't press send. That's why. Okay. Who are the women in the old clips you play... occasionally. Yes. I'm not going to say who those people are because I don't want to get in trouble. You got your mother in a whirl because she's not sure if she's a boy or girl. Hey, babe, your hair's all right. Hey, babe, let's stay out tonight. You like me and I like all it all. We dance and we look divine. You love bands when they're playing hard. You want more and you want it fast. They pull you down. They say I'm wrong. You tacky thing. You put them on David Bowie. Now, from Beryl. Beryl said something nice to me. Beryl Maudling, along with that nice camp song. Let's see. Beryl Maudling, camp song. Let's just search for camp song again, and I'll find it. Dear Madge. Oh, wait. No, I need to do it here. Sorry, because I want to look at the camera. Dear Madge, thank you. This is dated February 18th when she sent me this. Thank you for yet another week of splendid grums. Seeing your sexy new dress on Friday made me dry and dusty, giant, sticky, and wet for the first time in years. It was later discovered that this was actually caused by an infection that I'd picked up from our resident pervert, Arthur. Attached is a delightful little ditty which young Edith found on the internets. Tinternets. It may well be as old as you, as me, so you may want to pop it into your trash bin. Although I would love to talk in the chat room, my arthritic hands and failing psyche make it a little hard. I am saving a bit of my pension each week so that I can buy a mic and then call in and have a check. All my love, Beryl Maudling. It reminds me of a gal I used to know over on LiveJournal. She might be on there. Mug and Suck is her name. She was into knitting. Griselda found her because she likes to knit too. You know, Stitch and Bitch, that whole thing. Let's see. I get these emails from Texifornia. I'm late. Like, I'm sorry, I didn't know we had an appointment. Jesus Christ. Biz Stone, dumb name. Cheryl Murkowski hates Biz Stone. Where's my Max Kaiser emails? Oh, this is good. See, this is why, this is really the beef of why I'm doing the show again, because Max sent me a ton of articles, and I just cannot do this. Buckley's dead. Okay, well, let's see. What is my chorus saying? Let me see. Madge is saying, pop it. Madge is, did you hear that? Madge is, she said, you're not doing it right. No, you're not finishing this. Madge is saying a hamburger. That's correct. Madge is, let's see what, if we can turd. You can't. Thank you. Don't, please keep it in. If you want to not make Madge's sentences, then please change your nickname. Please. Madge is wet and greasy. Pizza babe. Dick sees a fist. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, you crazy fucking bitch. All right. Banana Republic. Well, hang on. Okay, Banana Republic economics. As lights go out in Florida, my goodness. This is from Market Watch. Florida Power and Light said Tuesday it expects to have electricity restored within about 2 hours to most of the 800,000 customers that lost service in widespread outage along the southeast seaboard, which is where Holly lives. Though I don't know if she lost her lights, but I do know a few things about FPL down there. Their system is horrible, and they never upgraded it, not even since Hurricane Andrew. They just left it shitty. It's like third world. The lights went out about 1:30 p.m. Eastern time across a wide swath of southeast Florida, stretching from parts of Miami to Daytona. The company said the cause of the outage was still under investigation. Meteorologists said bad weather was not suspected. Local media initially reported the problem had been caused by equipment failure at a substation in Juneau Beach. There were also reports that the Turkey Point nuclear power plant, a big facility near Miami, had tripped offline. Ooh. The loss of power from a major power station such as Turkey Point can trigger a cascade effect. What I do know about, this isn't really saying much, but what I do know about FPL is what I just told you. That their lines are a mess. So I imagine it's probably, hopefully the nuclear power plant didn't have a meltdown. But FPL is a disaster, and they never spent, they get money and they don't, you know, they charge people money and they don't spend it on their system. I guess they just pocket it. It's another scam. Let the market decide. That's what they say, isn't it? Madge is Brian's hero because she can drink a cup of steaming pussy squirts. That's basically what it is. See, I have to have a show that's just monologue once in a while or I go crazy. And plus, I think I got really set off when I started talking about Reagan Fox. But really, something just snapped. And I just said, you know what? This is not going to work. Because, you know, I talked about it yesterday in kind of in a dishonest way, like it didn't bother me, you know? But it does. And not that I blame him, but I just think something's up with that. Something's up. I don't like seeing people go to the dark side. All right, the Bank of England's deputy, this is from the Telegraph UK, BOE fears largest ever peacetime liquidity crisis. The Bank of England deputy governor warned that the ongoing credit crunch had left the Monetary Policy Committee uncertain as to its next move, and its fellow central banks face up to what she described as the largest ever peacetime liquidity crisis. Ever. Wow. Ever. Do you realize that's kind of a strong statement ever? Addressing the Institute of Economic Affairs, Rachel Lomax, maybe she's from the Feast of Fools, Lomax said the credit crisis that erupted last Summer was still evolving, with a new problem surfacing on a weekly basis, Beryl Maudling said. Each week seems to highlight some new dimension of the ensuing disruption to core financial markets. Clearly, the situation is developing, and its impact on the wider economic outlook, global and domestic, will depend critically on what happens from now on. Here are some of the major uncertainty. Mrs. Lummox, or Beryl Maudling, said that while a correction of the financial markets after a prolonged period of plentiful liquidity and insufficient risk management has been expected by the bank, the timing and extent had not. It was, as she said, impossible to predict how much the value of assets beyond subprime mortgages would be impaired after this particular cycle had run its course. Many people, including the Bank of England, foresaw some form of correction in financial markets was highly likely, even inevitable. But it was another matter altogether to predict the precise nature of the timing of the present crisis. In other words, we were all in fucking denial. The extent of the reverberations across different markets were certainly not fully appreciated. She reiterated comments Governor Mervyn King made in the bank's quarterly inflation report 2 weeks ago, in which he warned that rising inflation was likely to prevent the Monetary Policy Committee from slashing interest rates. Well, it's about fucking time. The risk, she said, was the short-term spike in inflation caused by higher energy, food, and import prices. You'll recall, audience, that wheat went up 25% in one day a couple days ago. But if price and wage setters start to expect higher inflation to persist, then the committee will need to restrain demand and generate some slack in the economy. Ay vey. You know what? I have to say that this is invigorating, this financial disaster, because the only way we're ever going to have a revolution in this country, and maybe the world, I don't know much about the world, but the only way we're going to have a revolution is if it's caused by a financial crisis or a natural disaster, in my opinion. I'm not promoting a revolution. I'm getting excited about one. I think that's exciting, because a financial crisis, like nobody having money, means that things are going to change, because a lot of people that have been assholes. Like, what I picture is all my asshole bosses from the years just jumping off buildings and exploding. And their bile duct, you know, their green bile just slipping out of their bodies. And then what happens is people that don't have any assets, like me, and people that have very little, or people that do have assets but have, you know, ohmed into a non-materialistic place, it doesn't really affect them the same way. Or maybe it does, but you know what? I just can't help but feel that this is a healthy thing. It's just my gut instinct. It's just like my gut instinct was that Ralph Nader is a douchebag. You know, some things, being a lesbian, I have intuition, okay? I'm an intuitive woman, and I spell woman with a Y. And I just feel like this makes me feel warm inside. And I can't explain why. And it's not like warm inside, like reveling in somebody's misery so much, although that's part of it, certainly. But I feel like this is actual change. You know, and Obama can go on there and put change up on his platform and all this. But this is really change. Okay. What start? Start what? Use fucking complete sentences, pizza babe. Jesus Christ, that bitch is lazy. Madge is telling us what change is. What do you think is more powerful, voting or the power of the purse when it comes to revolution, in your opinion? Well, of course, it would be... I don't know that either one... Okay, it's definitely... If I had to choose between those things, it's definitely the power of the purse over voting. I mean, revolution has nothing to do with the voting. They're almost opposites, aren't they? Straight Chris and people will start killing each other. So? Person gonna, well, die at the end anyway, so who cares? All right, is Max here? Oh, Max, I didn't see you. Hi, Max. I don't know how long you've been listening, Max, but I redid the show because my show sucked. Yeast Radio number 767, airplane crash, appropriately. So then I went and I looked at my email, Max, and I saw that you sent me these wonderful links, and I hadn't looked at the email before the show, and I thought, you know what? This show sucks. All I did is talk about obese people, and Max sent me all these exciting links. So that's why I redid the show. Anyway, now link number three, defaults on subprime loans issued in a 2007 hit. Oh, God. Wait a second. Defaults on subprime loans issued in 2007 hit 11.2% before they've even reset. Huh. Madge is a beautiful, beautiful hewer. Who? Is that like whore? Exactly. Financial markets are fluid. I hate incomplete sentences because I don't know what you're responding to. Madge's Andy eats links. That's not... Keep in mind, Madge's, that your sentences all start with Madge's. So when you say Madge is Andy eats links, that's not a sentence. It just confuses me and makes me a little angry. I wish I could hear this. I am in a net cafe, no sound, and French keyboard. Will somebody transcribe this for fucking Max then? At least give the bullet points. Okay, so this is Gulag Blog. Whose blog is Gulag Blog? It sounds like something Max would do. Max, are you Gulag Blog? Will somebody ask Max? Okay. Armageddon. Oh, I used to have this boss. Oh, my God, this is funny. So I worked at this hospital years ago. Well, when I was also working in the girl band, GRRL, part-time. But I also worked at a hospital. And I was part of this committee for the Y2K because it was when everybody thought year 2000, all the computers were going to explode. And this was not my idea, and I was in charge of the computers. And these people were just so stupid from watching the news, they really believed it. So... this guy named Harry Monkey gave these, he had all the employees come in for an orientation on Y2K, and he would say the same thing over and over again, but he used the word Armageddon a lot. He said, now, well, I'm not saying it's going to be Almageddon, but he said Almageddon. So whenever I see Armageddon, to me, it's Almageddon. He was stunk. Never showered. I don't know if Beryl Maudling showers. I bet she's a little smelly like mothballs. I wish Meryl Modeling was... Gulag Blog is Max Kaiser, then. Yes? Yes. Okay. All right. So, defaults... Almageddon will hit when subprime adjustable rate mortgages start resetting to much higher interest rates. Many of these loans are defaulting well before their interest rates. Defaults for subprime loans issued in 2K7, none of which have reset yet, hit 11.2% in November. That represents perhaps 300,000 households and is twice the default rate. Okay. The 2006 loans had twice. Wow. Defaults are spiking well before resets come into play. Thanks to the tax lending environment of the past few years, many borrowers were approved for mortgages that they had little chance of affording, even at the low interest teaser rates. Max, I don't know if you can... Max, okay, I hope you can hear me, because this is important. Max, I think the Treasury is out of... I think the U.S. Mint is out of gold. And here's why I think so. I ordered, they have these new series of coins, Presidential Wives. And I ordered one. I'd never ordered anything from the Mint before. Don't yell at me. But I ordered one of these coins from the Mint. They didn't charge me for it, but they put the order in and it says on the site that the order will be, processed within a week and then sent out, blah, blah, blah. Okay. No, I didn't order the nine. So this is a Jolly Madison coin. So I bought it on the website, and the order says in stock and reserve. Now, there's only like two gold coins that are still in stock on the U.S. Mint website. Everything else says out of stock, sold out, or whatever. So there's like, to me, that's like something weird, Like, why? It's as if they're not wanting to sell this gold. So I ordered this coin, this half-ounce Dolly Madison coin, just to kind of test out how this U.S. Treasury thing works, the U.S. Mint works. And it's been like, it's been close to 3 weeks now and I haven't got it. And I called them and they just say, oh, it's being pulled from the warehouse, but you can check online the status. It still says the same thing it said the day I ordered it, which is in stock and reserved. And I just get the feeling and they didn't charge my credit card for it. And I just think they're not parting with their gold. I don't know. It's a weird thing. Madge is ordering gold coins, melting them down with the body heat of putting them under her frank breasts. I want some, I don't know what that means, Max. I want some CNN coins. Damn French keyboards. 9/11 coins. Madge, I think the U.S. Mint is out of gold. He ordered coins from the Mint. Oh, okay, so you're quoting me. Thank you. Thank you. Fort Knox has zero gold. So, Max, this goldmoney.com is safe. You would stake your reputation that goldmoney.com is safe. Yes? Would you? Are you that certain of it? But I'm, so if the U.S. Mint is out of coins, you're saying I should get it from the Perth Mint or the, I think what you said is, what was the Canadian Mint? Go with T-bills. T-bills? Why would I go with T-bills? I don't know anything about T-bills. Is that worth it? Why would I? T-bills aren't a precious metal, are they? What? Tell me what that is. I don't know from T-bills, and I don't want to Wikipedia it. All right, type it, please. And while I do that, I'll finish reading this. So I want to know what Max thinks, if that's true. Oh, Fort Knox has zero gold. Okay, so Max, how do... You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go downtown Chicago and just find a fucking store that they are bonds from the government. Why the fuck would I want government bonds? Why would I want anything that isn't... I mean, I don't know anything about these T-bills. I've heard of them, but I'm ignorant. I don't know anything about T-bills, but will it survive a complete government collapse? Because that's what I like about gold. I mean, gold is an actual thing. I mean, basically, otherwise, they have risk in the form of doing nothing against land ion inflation. Madge can rollerblade and floss her teeth at the same time. I didn't floss today. I will do that afterwards. If you balance a portfolio, you're fine. Okay. I don't believe you. I'm sorry. I mean, I get it. I think if you balance a portfolio, you're fine too. But I'm completely unbalanced, so I'm not fine. Okay. But I am very thankful to Max because my parents took a lot of the advice because Max has been predicting this for a long time. I myself don't have much assets. I used Max's advice to get myself out of debt. Something I will be in just a few days as I pay off my very last credit card bill. Very last, I'll be completely out of credit card debt. And then my only debt remaining will be the mortgage. This is Max. I have to thank for this. And now also, I gave my parents lots of advice. I told them to sell their house. Well, they tried. They didn't, but they're working on it. But I everything that I told them that was based on things Max and Stacy had said, you know, I told them, and they took a lot of that advice, namely by diversifying and internationalizing their investments. So they've survived a lot of this mess because of the advice from me via Max via me. So, you know, I think a lot of these people that are... Don't go, Max! Don't! Don't go! Max! Don't go! Max! All right, you can go. Tell him you can go. It's okay. It's okay. You can listen to this tomorrow. Max, please, shut up. Brian, tell him it's okay if he goes, but he has to promise to listen to the rest of the show tomorrow so that he can comment on it. That's all. This is number 768. Just tell him it's number 768. Listen to this. Wait. I got titties that squeak. Let's see. Look, you want my titty, honey? Pizza babe is jealous. Finger yourself, pizza babe. Do it. Finger yourself. Okay, now fuck a horse. Just kidding. Come on. Come on. He's scared of my hair. He never gets on my nerves. Come on. All right. God damn it. Oh. Look at what came out of my breast. A fish. Actually, it really should be here. Sorry, I have to do this. Ooh. Ooh, I'm petting my clit. Oh. Let me pull out my clitoris. It's like one of those dreams when your cunt falls out and you have two of them. Oh, there you go. See, this is so much better. I need to, like, time for me shows where I don't have these fucking guests. Nothing wrong. I love having Andy on the show. So I don't mean to. And I love having Griselda on the show, too. But I just need time for me on the show. That's all. I don't want to be. I mean, Andy was the pilot of my show last week when he snapped. I can play that again real quick. Let's see. Okay, Andy snaps, courtesy of Cheryl. Andy, my point is just this. your body, when you eat more than it burns, it creates fat. Now, I would like for you to explain to me how it is that your body creates fat without you eating more than you're burning.
Love it.
Where does that come from?
I went walking this morning.
That's not the answer to the question.
Yes, it is, you stupid bitch! Don't you dare tell me that's not the answer! I will go off on your ass, okay?
Please be very careful and just blot that area. Don't rub or irritate it.
God, I love that so fucking much. Once more, just once more, and then we'll go back to the news. Andy, my point is just this. Your body, when you eat more than it burns, it creates fat. Now, I would like for you to explain to me how it is that your body creates fat without you eating more than you're burning. Where does that come from?
I went walking this morning.
That's not the answer to the question.
Yes, it is, you stupid bitch! Don't you dare tell me that's not the answer! I will go off on your ass!
Please don't make fun of him at this time. Please don't add to his troubles. Please be very careful and just blot that area. Don't rub or irritate it. Please don't do that to each other.
Right. Sorry, Andy. That's very hilarious. I can't help laughing at retarded things. At your expense. All right. Barrel modeling, barrel modeling. Everything with barrel modeling. Okay. Oh, gosh. Let's see. Okay. Oh, good. Vera responded to my email, but it's a private thing. We'll talk later. Maybe I'll have an affair with her. Do a three-way with her and her gorgeous husband with a 12-inch donger. Crude oil futures swung between gains and losses in Wednesday afternoon trading after hitting a record high above 102 overnight as traders weighed a bigger-than-expected buildup in the U.S. crude inventories as well as a historic low set by the dollar against the euro. Crude for April dropped 3 cents to $100 a barrel in the New York. The greenback was battered across the board on Wednesday, failing to a new record low of 1.5143. Jesus Christ, 1.5, more than 1.5 against the euro. A weaker dollar tends to push up prices for dollar-denominated commodities such as oil, as those commodities become less expensive for buyers holding other currencies. The sharp break in the dollar appears to be sparking another round of broad-based speculative commodity fund buying, including energies, as a hedge against ensuing inflation. Does that have something to do with Florida running out of gas? I'm going to have to call Holly. All right, so that's cool. Let's see what else Max Dunn sent me, and then we can have a little bit of fun. Not that this isn't fun. U.S. home foreclosures. This is a big one. U.S. Love it. U.S. home foreclosures surged 90% in January. The surge is working, evidently. Bloomberg. Bank seizures of U.S. homes almost doubled in January as home prices orders, as property owners failed to make higher payments on adjustable rate mortgages. Repossessions rose 90%. To 45,327 last month from the same period a year ago. Now imagine if you're one of those 45,000 people, according to, and what's ridiculous is I don't know if you listen to George Bush's speeches. I used to comment on them. In fact, maybe I'll do that today. His weekly radio address speeches, but he always finds like one statistic that's like he can make to look like the economy's growing. And I'm really curious to find out what he's using this time. Probably like a penis inches or something. Look at this cute dog. Isn't he adorable? Mm-hmm. See, this is normally my time for him, so he's getting a little jealous, I think. Repossessions rose 90% to 45,000, according to Reality Track, a seller of foreclosure statistics that has a database of more than 1 million properties. Total foreclosure filings, which include default and auction notices, as well as bank seizures, increased 57%. The most troubling thing is that we are seeing more and more of these properties actually going all the way through the process and going back to the banks. Defaults among subprime borrowers and those unable to meet rising payments on adjustable rate loans drove foreclosure filings to the highest since August and the second highest since Reality Track started keeping these records. About $460 billion, that's half a trillion almost, of adjustable mortgages are scheduled to reset this year, raising minimum payments for borrowers, according to New York-based analysts at Citigroup. Thank God I have a 30-year fixed. About $190 billion in subprime adjustable mortgages are slated to reset this year, according to Mark Zandi from Moody's. More than 233,000 properties, quarter of a million, were in some stage of default last month. I shouldn't be happy about it. You know, this isn't nice. I'm not happy that people lose their house. So I don't mean that. Oh, Bush plan. Here's the Bush plan. President George Bush's proposal to help 1 million subprime borrowers avoid foreclosure with Texas-exempt bonds is doing little to slow the increase in defaults. What, the $600? Is that it? President Bush's proposal to... Oh, I just read that. State housing agencies are turning away many applicants because their homes have cost too much, lost too much value, or they've accumulated too much debt, according to estimates from Jeffrey Cooper. So they're only helping people that don't need help, as usual. Emerging Markets Director, blah, 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 the country's biggest mortgage insurer. Home prices in 20 U.S. metro areas fell in December by the most on record, according to the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index released today. The measure dropped 9.1% from a year earlier. Nationwide, home prices fell 8.9% in the fourth quarter from a year earlier, the biggest decline in 20 years. With the collapse in housing values, many of these homeowners realize there's no chance that they will ever be a true owner of the home. They're just handing the keys back to the bank. Wow, that is so sad. Nevada, California, and Florida recorded the highest foreclosure rates among the 50 states, Reality Track said. So in other words, you might as well foreclose. You're actually making money if you foreclose. Right? I mean, so what if your credit rating is fucked? It sounds like everybody's credit's going to be fucked. Let me read the chat room. I haven't looked. Pizza Baby's playing with herself. Pizza Baby's on my hair. But zero purchasing power retention. Oh, Max didn't leave, if I see. Oh, no, yeah, he did. Hold on. This fucking thing sucks. There's no, like, the scroll bar sucks on here. Max is fabulous, so glad Max called in. Max didn't call in. Skype is not on. I'm telling Max, and you've still got me, straight Chris says. Oh, goody. Don't go, Max. Oh, Max is telling Brian to shut up. Pizza Babe. Oh, I read all that. Mindcaster Lon. Trotsky will nibble the nips. Attack Trotsky. Attack, comma, Trotsky. She's not going to stop squeaking her we're still in the tit squeaking. Everyone in school loves that match. Jesus Christ, is there anything good? It's all about my tits. Something went wrong. Let me put a period in here. Yeah, I lost contact with the chat room. It's resetting now. Sorry about that. Okay. Trotsky is cute. He should have his own show. Yeah, so I lost everything before that. Imagine the Trotsky show. 7 years is not that long to deal with bad credits. Today dog shit, that would be fun, yum. Tub Girl Goatsy 08 matches a wealth of dyke knowledge. I'm just reading. Don't patronize me. You didn't miss anything, Madge. Your tits are wonderful. Mine, Lil Brandt, his dick is on fire. If I were to purchase my first opera score, what should I buy? Oh, you mean a score or you mean, do you mean actual recording? Do you mean a score like the actual score? Or do you mean like a recording? A recording. Well, do you like happy things or sad things? Do you like romance? Do you like comedy? Do you like mythology? I would say La Bohème or La Traviata then. Start with those. Yeah. La Bohème, La Traviata. And for sure, well, oh, mythology, then definitely, well, see, I started with Wagner, and, you know, I think people that tend to listen to podcasts tend to be able to, a lot of ways, be similar personality-wise, except for Pizza Blubbercunt. But I think, because she just likes to fuck, and I'm not really sexual at all. I would go for the Ring cycle and just hit the, that's what I started with. That's what made me fall in love with the opera, was the Ring cycle. So that's four operas. The first one is Das Rheingold. There's a lot of good recordings. Deutsche Grammophon recordings are always good. But then you can go back to the best recordings, according to the Opera Queen, or the Birgit Nielsen ones, or Kirsten Flagstaff from, I think, the 50s. I have all those on vinyl, but it doesn't really matter which recording. As long as it's not that fat cunt Jane Eglin. But so Das Rheingold is the first one, and it's very similar to like Lord of the Rings. It's all based on this meta mythology, and it's incredible stories. And it's in German. It's very heavy. The music is gorgeous. The singing is quite boring, and it's very sort of in trance. It puts you in like a trance. I love it. So it's like this, altogether it's like 14 hours. And the first one is Das Rheingold, which is considered the prelude. It's all about gold, so it's kind of appropriate. And it's also, so Das Rheingold is about the gold. And then we have, which one is, see, I always get, Haya Zilafeg. And then it's either the Valkyrie or Siegfried. I don't remember what. No, I think it's Siegfried, then the Valkyrie, right? Siegfried, yeah. So then there's Siegfried, which has incest and a dragon and a drag queen. And then we have the Valkyrie, which is dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Lesbians flying in the air. It's fabulous. Valhalla. And then it's all worth the last opera, which is Götterdämmerung, which is the dusk of the gods, or the fall of the gods, the fall of Valhalla, which is so wonderfully appropriate for today. I just adore it. So go with, right, that's the Bugs Bunny. So I would definitely, okay, the Valkyrie is second, then Siegfried. Okay, thank you, Brian. Is that right? Or am I telling you this? Okay, according to Wiki, okay. Yeah, I always get it mixed up. The Valkyrie, then, well, I don't remember. Okay, but anyway, that's what you should do. And yet, your Oblivion that Dawn and Drew always talk about, yes, that's her. That's Oblivion. I met Oblivion at a Dawn and Drew get-together here in Chicago. In the summer, we saw the Killed by Robots. What was it called? Robots? Smitten by Robots? What was that show called that we saw with Dawn and Drew? Captured by Robots, but there was slam dancing going on, and somebody stepped on my lips, so I had to leave. I couldn't deal with it. And then, anyway. All right, so what else did Max send me? U.S. home foreclosures, we did that. Liverpool's American owners set to sell. What is Liverpool? I hate liver. Tom Hicks and George Gillett Jr., Liverpool's American owners, are preparing to sell the beginning of the end of their regime in Anfield by granting Dubai International Capital permission to examine the club's accounts. What is this? I'm sorry, what is Liverpool? Man, is it a trap? What is Liverpool? God, these British publications are so snobby. They like assume you know what its shit is and you're not retarded. What is Liverpool? Someone? A football team? Who cares? Oh, if you guys go to PodCamp Chicago in June, I'll go. Since it's here, I guess I have to. All right. As long as you promise me that nobody I hate will ever be there. Or Pizza Babe will kick their ass. Are Don and Drew going? I assume they are. That'd be cool. All right. Who cares? Oh, Liverpool's already owned by American anyway. So they're owned by Americans anyway. Who gives a shit? I don't know why I should care about that, Max. Wait, this one's good. This is the last one. Greenspan urges Gulf nations to dump the dollar. Oh, my goodness gracious me. This is Al Jazeera, English. Alan Greenspan, the former chairman of the... He is fucking awesome and retarded and completely insane. We're going. You said you would be eating and blowing. I did? Are you talking to Pizza Babe? Oh, well. There's really good food in Chicago. You know what we'll do? We'll go to the pod camp, and then we'll just hang out and not go to pod camp. Right? Right. It's just an excuse to get together, I hope. Only this time I don't have to go anywhere. I'm going to bring Trotsky with me. Got to go to a meeting. What kind of meeting, Brian? What kind of meeting? Can you stay on my floor? Sure. Absolutely, Pizza Babe. You can stay. I have this couch. See that? That's a couch. You can sleep on that if you want. Those booster pillows come off. It's the size of a single bed. And if... I don't have a problem with that. And, all right. Okay, let's see here. He cleared a spot for yoga. You could sleep there. True. Yeah, I have a yoga mat. Are you pregnant? Of course she's pregnant. She's Pizza Babe. No, but seriously, you can stay here. All right. Let's see. Speaking of an investment... Okay, so Greenspan has said that inflation rates... So Greenspan evidently has quit the United States and has what do you call it when you leave a country? When you politically leave a country? What do you call that? What do you call that? You know, when you not distend, that's a prolapse, but... When you get out of a country and then you go to another, you jump from country to... No. You sort of renounce, but it's like I'm no longer renounce your citizenship. He renounces American citizenship and whatever. Yes. Okay. Anyway, has said that inflation rates in Gulf states, which are reaching near record levels, would fall significantly if oil producers dropped their U.S. dollar pegs. Oh, my God. Speaking at an investment conference Monday in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, he said the pegs restrict the region's ability to control inflation by forcing them to duplicate U.S. monetary policy at a time when the Fed is cutting rates to ward off an economic downturn. Debate is rife in the Gulf on how to tackle inflation. Well, it's nice that, I guess treason, was that the word I was looking for? Yeah, I just read that about Bloom, the dollar. Okay. Paulson, the Treasury Secretary Paulson, is that who you're talking about? Treasury Secretary's name is Paulson. It's Chris. Anyway. Floating, free float. Okay, so the Greenspan's now a Arab. He's working for Al-Qaeda, and he's a treason, so I guess he'll be in Guantanamo soon. But it just shows you how the national boundaries don't matter, something we've been talking about here for a long time. It's about corporate boundaries. You know, he's still Greenspan is still a member of the elite banking class, and that knows no national boundaries, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong. Although I don't think anybody in the audience gives a shit about anything except who's going to fuck Pizza Babe in what order and pod cramp camp. That's what'll be in my house. Pod camp. What else did I get in the mail? More. Oh my God. I got another 6 emails from Max. See, this is why I redid the show. My hair hurts. There's somebody on Twitter named iBod 8x5. What the fuck is that? Does that mean his dick is 8 inches by 5? I mean, what a sad person to have to name, like, themselves after their dick. Shouldn't it be the other way around? Shouldn't it be the other way around? I mean, imagine what an exciting person this must be. Anyway, Pizza Babe needs, like, it. How long is your vagina, Pizza Babe? How long is your, can you measure your vagina? Like from clit to ass, not ass, but top to bottom? She says, you can, cow. No, but I really can't because I'm not there. But can you, and also in. I want to know, like, inwards? Because I don't know how old you, I mean, I know how they measure dicks. It's like length by circumference. So how do you measure a vagina? Length by depth, I guess. She says, I will come before I reach the end of her vagina. The bottom. They don't know about the bottom. All right, what is this? RumandMonkey.com. Rich the intern. Who are you an intern for? I don't. Rich. Oblivion has never named his dick. Oblivion, what's the command to do that? Oblivion, what is the command to name your dick? Oh, good, the tape's running out. So I got further than... okay, let's see. No, that doesn't work. Yeast radio. Me is... fisting me own... cunt. Her own cunt. Well, you know what? I have... Oh, are you... Who is 539307? If I have an assistant producer in my house, I need somebody to eat my. She better be under the desk, if you know what I mean, wearing knee pants. That's the only kind of assistant producer I have need for. I don't have a need for anything else. You want to eat my cunt while I'm on the show? That's the best way to improve the show. Lick my cunt while I'm talking. Can you imagine how much better this show would be if I was getting my pussy ate while I'm reading this boring shit? Wouldn't that be great? Who is 59307? Type Nick/Nick, and then your name. Because this is driving me... I hate that shit. Okay. Jen wants to fuck me. Thank you, Jen. Send me a picture and lots of money, and we'll think about it. Get Cher to do it. Cher and I, we don't have to bond that way. We don't bond that way. And Cher helps me enough. We should all be getting our pussies ate while listening to this shit. That's true. But you don't have a pussy. Do you? Oblivion? Jesus Christ, you're not a he-she, are you? Oh, 59307. What is your real name? I can't deal with this. Type /Nick/, and then whatever nickname you want to use. I need to know this. With multiple cameras. That can be arranged. Not really. Where's Andy? Andy's been banished because he's too fat. Okay. Rating changes may unravel CDOs, Royal Bank. Okay, buy Public Access Channel if you're still there. Okay. Let's see. I don't know what this means. Rating unravel CDOs, collateralized debt obligations. Well, I don't know what that means, so I'm going to skip that story. Tesco's $1 billion tax avoiding plan moved to the Cayman Islands. That's great. I think Tesco's bigger in England. Are there Tesco stores in the U.S. yet? I don't even know. I don't think I've ever seen them. Oh, there's the Armageddon one. We already did that. Almageddon. Crude steady. Wait, are these the same stories I already read? U.S. foreclosure. Oh, yeah. Hang on. Maybe I have a vagina clitoris. Oh, I guess those were the same articles. Did I read the same articles twice? Doppler in the Wall Street Journal announcing the Singapore release. American Airlines, last chance to win a trip for two around the world. Good Lord, I wouldn't want a trip around the world if you paid me right now. It's bad enough I have to go to, well, never mind. I like traveling, it's all great. All right. And Joe V is now following my updates on Twitter. I'll add him back. I add everyone back. That's Joe from Poland. He's the one that sent me something. Oh, that's you, Joseph. From Poland. I need to talk to you about something related to the Poland. Okay, let's see. So we'll close that. I guess I'm done with my little stories. Just go real quick to the Google Reader, see if I'm mixing anything. So there's new MacBooks that got... are you inviting me to visit and stay with you? Joseph? I'm not joking. I never joke about these things. We will figure it out. That means now. Okay. All right. No, I was waiting for a just kidding, but I didn't see one. Oh, my hair hurts. This means my show's been on so long when my hair hurts. My hair hole hurts. I like having Pizza Babe on this show, though. It's nice, even though she's not talking, which is better because she's so rude, calling me nasty names all the time. Pizza Babe, are you there or are you breastfeeding again? Pizza Babe. I really need to do a neti pot. I'm going to do yoga. See, I like today. Today's great. Wednesday's great. Because I don't have to do anything in the afternoon. Though I need to find my phone. Oh, here it is. Because I might have a spin class. I'm going to find out if I have a spin class tonight. Do I have a spin class? A spin class. Yeah, I do. Okay. That's at 6. Okay. More rent for your living from Raymond. Let's see. I get the whole criticism of sustainable living. Did you know that Thoreau had his mother come bring food to him? That's Raymond of... the tape ended. Thank Christ. That's a good way to end. Don't worry, I'm not gone yet. We're going to just finish up my news thing. My news feeds... Why hasn't Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act passed the Senate? Because it's too long a sentence. Double veto. Oh, Congress's work. This is from Open Congress. The House today is debating the Renewable Energy and Energy Conservation Tax Act, which would eliminate tax breaks for the oil and gas industry while boosting incentives for renewable energy programs. The administration is threatening to fully veto that, of course. Foreclosure housing stimulus veto. The Senate will be taking up S-2636, the Foreclosure Prevention Act of 2K8. The bill's primary purpose is to allow bankruptcy judges to renegotiate mortgages for homeowners who are facing foreclosure. The administration is threatening to veto that as well. Thanks. Thanks. I really like to thank all the fucking idiots out there that voted for George W. Bush. And don't fucking blame it on Ralph Nader. I hate the fuck, too. And I didn't vote for him. I voted for Gore, though I wanted to vote for... Well, I've talked about that before. But you know what? Don't blame the people that voted for Ralph Nader. They didn't vote for George Bush. Blame the idiots that voted for George Bush. And yeah, it wasn't a popular vote. But it was a hell of a lot of people. And those people are out there cowering. Cowering. Look at this. I mean, he ruined the economy single-handedly. And now he won't even help. He has no interest in helping anybody but the super rich. I mean, if that isn't clear from those two veto threats, I don't know what is. Shame on you. Shame on you. For those of you who voted for... President Bush, either time, I don't care. You owe me money, a lot, because it's going to cost me financially. I need at least $1,000 a month from anyone who voted for George W. Bush in either 2000 or 2004. And I'm relying on your honesty, because especially if faith caused you to, I'm sure you people listening to the show, sure, but I'm sure faith probably caused you to find Jesus in Bush. Well, that same faith is going to send you straight to hell if you don't give me $1,000 a month, fucker. So you better give me some fucking money or you're going to hell. I knew I should have been a preacher. See, this is where it's going. It's going to the mad religion. You're going to go to hell if you don't give me $1,000. Give it to me. Rishi, R-I-S-H-E-Y at hotmail.com. Give it to me now. Give me $1,000 now and every month or you're going to hell. Do you know what hell is like? It's like torture. It's just the worst pain that you've never even experienced because it's so bad. It's waterboarding, it's fire, brimstone and treacle, Sting, David Bowie, bad remixes, Madonna. All this burning, burning, burning pain nonstop for eternity. You know what eternity is? Take LSD and call me back. All you have to do is give me $1,000 a month in this short little lifetime, and then you don't have to go through all that. So give me $1,000 a month if you voted for George W. Bush. You can do it if you don't want to, but I'm not going to give you the health threat. Or else you're going to go in hell and have an eternity of suffering. Is it really worth taking the chance, even if maybe you don't quite think I'm telling the truth? I don't think it's worth the chance. Send me $1,000 a month until you die via PayPal. Rishi, R-I-S-H-E-Y at hotmail.com. Don't buy me presents. I don't need any presents, though I do need some more tapes. Somebody sent me some tapes, and it's been very nice. And there are the only thing on my Amazon wish list are tapes. If you're poor, you can send me some tapes. But if you're, I don't care if you're poor, and I don't care if you're foreclosing on your mortgage. If you voted for George Bush, I need $1,000 a month from you, or you're going to suffer eternal damnation in hell. Hell. Okay? Have I made that clear? Let's look. Oh, my God. Chris Weigel is back. I guess we're going to have another after the show. Okay, did you get my new religion? Zeitgeist the movie, I've seen it. It's crap. I've seen that fucking movie, Joseph. I don't like it. I like the message in it, but they don't credit any sort of academic sources. Like, I really like I posted on my site the Joseph Campbell's The Power of Myth. Joseph Campbell was an amazing, brilliant, brilliant professor of mythology at Sarah Lawrence College till he died. The Power of Myth, which is on my website, Insane Films, in its entirety, all five parts, is, I don't have to, just look on insanefilms.com and click Power of Myth. It's a category in its own. Now, it's the same basic idea of Zeitgeist where everything's sort of connected with the same sort of mythology behind it, minus the stupid, moronic, sophomore conspiracy theory. In other words, it's, yeah. But anyway, thank you for that, recommending that horrible movie, though. So did I make it clear that, I assume the money's rolling in. Oh, my God, I need that Evita song. That would be a great way to end. Oh, shit. Can somebody send me that real quick so I can end this grummed? And the money kept rolling in, and don't ask how. Da 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 sun 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 fish. Da 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 sun, you don't ask how. Whoo! Mandy Patinkin version, please. Not that Madonna. If you send me the Madonna fucking version, I will kill you. That was the fucking worst dramatization other than Rent. Is somebody sending me that? Evita? From Evita? Hello? Evita. Do I have Evita? I can't believe I don't have fucking Evita on here. Jesus Christ on a whore. Send it to me. I want to end the show. Please. Are you criticizing my hair? I just redid my fucking hair, you bitch. You fucking cunt. God, I hate you. Fucking bitch. Let somebody send me that song, please. And tell me you're sending it, because I'm not going to check my mail otherwise. Or if you can, I can't do the torrent thing because it'll ruin my bandwidth. So if somebody can torrent, I don't know what it's called, but the money kept rolling home. The money kept rolling home. You don't ask why. Okay. I have to kick somebody off just a second. Okay. I kicked somebody off for yawning. I mean, I don't care what you call me, but don't fucking yawn. That's rude. All right. Please send me that. Please. I need my song. 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 Auntie Vera, I redid the show. You missed it. You missed it. I decided the show sucked today, so I completely redid it, and you're catching the end of it. It's already been an hour. I didn't like that show, so I did another show without guests completely, and I went through the notes that what's his face sent me, Max. So this is I'm not erasing show number 767, which was the plane crash of earlier today, but I won't be posting it on Yeast Radio. I may post it eventually on Yeast 2 if enough people bitch about it, but I thought it was crap. Will somebody please send me that fucking song from Evita? Yes, I did, and I responded. Didn't you get my response? Vera? God, my head hurts. I did send you a response. Do I have to resend it? Do I have to resend it? Oh, no, I'm sorry. You sent me a response already. I'm sorry, that was the second email. I did not respond to the second one you sent me. Okay, I will. I've been on my pogrom. Vera, do you have the Evita soundtrack at home on your computer? Okay, what's that song? And the money kept rolling in, you don't ask why. Not the movie, the Broadway, the Patti LuPone. Do you have that? God, my head hurts from this hair. Hello? You have that? Can you email it to me? The MP3 real quick, because I need to end with that. I have to end with that. Because I've been asking, what I told Vera, my audience, is that anybody who voted for George Bush in either 2000 or 2004 is going to suffer an eternity of torture and damnation in hell unless they send me $1,000 a month for the rest of their lives, their natural lives. You don't have to keep sending it to me once you get to heaven, because that's where you'll be if you do send me the $1,000 a month until you die, and you will find Vestal virgins. What's a Vestal? What's a Vestal? The track... Excuse me. I'm getting excited. Like that lady on... And what was her name? Clara. Mark, do you have the track? Did you find it on BitTorrent? Please send it to me so I can end my pogrom. Make sure it's not from the fucking movie. It's got to be from the original Broadway cast recording. I think it's Mandy Patinkin that sings it. But if you send me that fucking Evita version, I will kill myself and you. Not really. I can't find it and you'll kill me because I had the Madonna version. You better not send it. Douche. Douchey or don't you? Vera, come on. I'm counting on you, bitch. But Mark, can you search for it now on the internet? Look, you're not gay. I don't care if you have bad taste. Jesus Christ. Cats for Obama. Horse sex video, the original. Poor Chris wants to have sex with horse. If your cat is an Obama supporter, it was like his or her photo. Oh my God, you gotta be fucking kidding me. That's fucking stupid. I'm gonna kill myself. I don't blame Andy Melton for being suicidal. This is bullshit. I need to end this show. I need that fucking song. Come on, Moonsht. Vera. Vera got sidetracked by her 12-inch cocked husband sitting on a cock. You are? Oh, goody, 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 goody. Let me know when it's done sending, and I'll keep clicking on Get Mail obsessively. Good Lord. Well, at least I broke up. This could have been like one 2.5-hour show, like There Will Be Blood, which, by the way, was a horrible movie, and I can't believe they gave Best Actor to that guy. I mean... Oh, you're right. I should have just fucking downloaded it on the iTunes. Oh, well. Didn't think of it. but, you know, I know all these people are going to say Daniel Day-Lewis is a great actor. Yeah, okay, but why couldn't he, like, have an American accent? Why did he hang on to his... I don't know if he's English or if he's Irish, but he's had that accent. He didn't hide his accent. So just because somebody screams doesn't make them a good actor. IMHO. You know? I mean, he couldn't even do... If you're going to get best actor, like, you need to do the real accent. Like, Charlize Theron did in Monster. Like, she really acted, okay? I mean, you could not tell that she was Australian. With Daniel Day-Lewis, that was fucking bullshit. That wasn't acting. That was just fucking overacting and crap. I'm sorry. And the movie was crap, too. It was just torture. There will be annoying. There will be annoying of Madge Wines. I didn't see Sweeney Turd, so I don't know about that. Sweeney Turd. Did you send it, Vera? South African, I apologize. You're right. Wasn't that great, though, when she thanked her mother? I want to see that Edith Piaf movie, though. I didn't even hear of that until I saw the Academy Awards. Don't you love I'm talking about pop culture? Isn't that great? I want to see that movie, La Vie en Rose. I love the Edith Piaf. She's from France. I love France. La Vie en Rose. Does anyone need me to translate that for you? Huh? Inside joke. Let me see if I can find some Edith in the meanwhile while we wait for Auntie Vera. Auntie Vera. Piaf. La vie en rose. Here it is. I'm not going to... Should we play the French version or the English version? I think French. I don't want to have to translate, but I will. My Gmail says sent to bloated lesbian. Okay. While we wait for Aunt Vera, we're going to hear the version of the French version or the original version.
Des yeux qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche, voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens.
I know what she's saying, but I'm just not going to tell you.
Il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours.
Your mother smells, I think.
Comme fait quelque chose.
And I ate her out. I ate her out.
Il est entré dans mon cœur.
Who it belonged to. Excuse me, excuse me. This is a translation. My mama is here. They don't be knowing about the bottom. Mark, that's an interesting subject. You know, I used to work in hospitals, so I think that's a very interesting subject. He's doing a story about Newark, New Jersey hospitals closing and letting people die, which is something that's been going on for ages, which is why Andy Melton would never survive a heart attack. My vagina hurt and stings. I'm still translating for those of you who just joined us. I didn't get that. I don't know what that means. Still waiting, Vera. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, I found it. I got it. I got it. I got it. Shut up, Vera Piaf. Shut the Christ up. Oh, my God. Thank you, Vera. You saved my life today. Now can you find someone to save my life tonight? No, just kidding. All right. Now, this is how I meant to end the show, like, oh, I don't know, 3 fucking hours. Oh, my God. This is the second show of the day, and it's 80 minutes. This is hysterical. If this isn't devotion to the craft, I don't know what fucking is. Seriously. Seriously. Fuck you, fix my hair. I'm excited, you fucking Polack. I know you're not really Polish. You just live there, but I can say Polack because I'm one, too. Oh, I'm so excited. All right, let's get back to it. I ain't fixing my fucking hair. I guess it was very Cheryl of me, all right. All right, so back to where we were. First of all, if you voted for George W. Bush in 2000 or 2004, you will suffer eternal damnation because you have ruined the world, the economy, the environment, and eliminated their species from the earth, or at least you will if you have done that in a few years. You will suffer eternal damnation in hell, which is very painful. It's like having a porcupine sitting on your face. It's like not being able to breathe. It's like, it's really bad. It's like having waterboarding and all that. It's like enemas without stopping in them. It's like getting fucked by horses and dying, but you don't die. And stakes through the chest, all this bad thing. Eternal damnation and hellfire is really bad. And you can avoid all that by giving me $1,000 a month through PayPal for the rest of your natural life. And then you'll go to heaven, okay, because I have a religion now. RISHEY at hotmail.com, $1,000 a month for the rest of your life. And then I will make sure you don't go to hell. God damn it. What the fuck? Why does it start like that?
And the money kept rolling in from every side.
This is the
Ava's pretty hands reached out and they reached wide. Now you may feel it should have been a voluntary cause, but that's not the point, my friends. When the money keeps rolling in, you don't ask how. Think of all the people guaranteed a good time now. Ava's called the hungry to her, open up the doors. Never been a fund like the foundation Ava
Perot.
Would you like to try a college education? Own your landlord's house, take the family on vacation. Ava and her blessed fund can make your dreams come true. Here's all you have to do, my friends. Write your name and your dream on a card or a pad or a ticket. Throw it high in the air and should our lady pick it. She will change your way of life for a week or even two. Name me anyone who cares as much as Ava Perot. To the poor, to the weak, to the destitute of all complexions. Now cynics claim a little of the cash has gone astray, but that's not the point, my friends. When the money keeps rolling out, you don't keep books. You can tell you've done well by the happy, grateful looks. Accountants only slow things down, figures get in the way. Never been a lady loved as much as Ava Perot.
Christ, I didn't know that song was that fucking long, Vera. You trying to give me a goddamn heart attack, you whore? Here comes wrap-up show number two. Get fucked.